弟兄姐妹好。
Greetings to you, brothers and sisters.
上礼拜这个时间，我升级了。
Last week at this time, I was
promoted.
Promoted to.
因为我的儿子生了一个儿子。
Oh, because I become a my son got a son. Congratulations.
这是神今年给我的生日最好的礼物。
Oh, that was the best birthday gift I received this year from God.
人家很早就可以做主妇，我到七十岁才升级。
Many could become grandfather like at a relatively early age, and I waited until 70.
所以，老来孙也是一个特别的人生经验。
So it's a special life experience to become a grandfather at the age of 70.
我以前看那些做祖父祖母的，他们都好像变了一个人。
As I previously I witnessed other brothers and sisters who became grandma and grandfather, and they seem to have changed to a different person.
对，我从来不懂那是什么意思。
I didn't quite understand what it was like.
很快大概我也会变了一个人，你们不要觉得稀奇。
Pretty soon I'll probably change to a different person also, so you don't be surprised.
他们说，当你这样一抱那个孙子的时候，人就变了。
I was told when you hold this little baby of your grandchild, you'd be changed.
所以，我还没有抱到，所以我还不能说。
So I haven't laid my hands on it yet, so I don't know yet.
对，好，我要继续来讲我们这一个系列在启示录里面。怎么样为耶稣做见证
？So I continue with our series about in the book of Revelation how the testimonies are made.
唱诗的时候，我们姐妹读了十九章启示录。
We're singing worship songs. We read Revelation 19.
里面我不知道你有没有注意，他从第一节念到第十节，最后第十节的一句很重要的话。
I don't know if you paid attention to verse 10. There was one important verse in verse 10.
约翰向他说话的那个天使要敬拜那个天使，天使说你千万不要敬拜我。
Because John was about to bow down and worship that angel, but the angel told him, "Do not do that."
我们都是做仆人的。
Because we are all fellow servants.
你要敬拜神。
And you should worship God.
然后他说，预言中的灵异。都是为耶稣做见证。
And next it says, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
所以整个圣经里头讲到这个预言的经义，它的灵只有一个，就是为一位神的儿子做见证。
So throughout the Bible, whenever we talk about prophecy, the spirit of all those prophecies is for the testimony of one person, that is Jesus.
那我们这个系列就是，先是从《使徒行传》看使徒们怎么样为耶稣做见证。
So our series on testimonies is about how, starting with the book of Acts, and we were seeing, we studied how the apostles bore testimony for Jesus.
那这本书呢，特别是看见，使徒约翰他在巴摩海岛。神怎么样让他看见八个异象来为耶稣做见证
？Now this book of Revelation is about John the apostle, who at the time on the island of Patmos was able to see God's vision and was bearing testimony for Jesus.
那今天我们要来到的就是第十四章第五个异象。
Today we are coming to the chapter 14, which is the fifth vision.
它的内容很多。
There's a lot of content in there.
今天早上我们只讲第一个部分。
We're only going to focus on the first part.
就从第一节到第五节。
That is verse 1 to verse 5.
对。我跟翻译的姐妹轮流读这五节圣经，我念第一节用中文，他用英文念第二节。
We'll take turn reading from the pulpit.
我又观看，见羔羊站在锡安山，同他有十四万四千人，都有他的名和他父的名 写在额上。第二句。
And I saw, And I heard a voice from heaven, like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of loud thunder. And the voice which I heard was like the sound of harpists playing on their harps.
他们在宝座前，并且在四活物和众长老前唱歌，仿佛是新歌。除了从地上买来的那144,000人以外，没有人能学这歌。
These are the ones who have not been defiled with women, for they have kept themselves chaste. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These have been purchased from among men as first fruits to God and to the Lamb.
在他们口中查不出谎言来，他们是没有瑕疵的。我们在跳回去啊，我们以前讲过的。
So we'll go back a little bit.
第七章。
Which we talked about previously in chapter 7.
在第七章里面有两个部分。
There are two parts in chapter 7.
第一节到第八节是十四万四千人，跟我们十四章的数目是一样的，但是人不一样。
The first part from verses 1 to 8.Was mentioning about these 144,000 people, although the numbers are the same as what we just read, but these are different kind of people.
数目是一样，十四万四千。
The numbers are both 144,000.
但是在第七章讲的十四万四千，你看很清楚，它有十二个犹太人，十二个支派，每一个支派一万两千人。
But in chapter 7, those 144,000 people refers to the 12 tribes of Judah, 12 tribes of Israel, 12 tribes of Israel, and each tribe has 12,000 people.
对，那么第二个部分，从第九节一直到他第十，第七章的结束，是另外一群人。
The second part of chapter 7 was talking about a different group of people that's recorded in verses 9 to the end of that chapter.
如果记得的话，这个第二个部分是数不过来的人。
So if you remember, those second part of people are countless people, numerous.
那一定是比十四万四千怎么样？更多。
Which means it's a great, great multitude. It's more than the 144,000.
而且所在的位置也不一样。
And their position's different as well.
犹太人十四万四千是在地上。
Those 144,000 Israelites were on the earth.
那些数不过来的人是在宝座，在天上。
That great multitude was actually at the throne, is in heaven.
而且那帮人是来自各国、各族、各民、各方，是五湖四海的人。
And those people were from all nations, all people, all various parts of the land. So, yeah, so they are.
所以他们这一批在天上数不过来的人站在宝座前敬拜父神，敬拜耶稣，他们是不是犹太人，是各族各民各方来的。
So this great multitude, who no one could count.Was from every nation and all tribes and people and tongues, so they were standing before the throne and before the Lamb.
约翰问了天使，这些人是谁，从哪里来的
？So John actually asked the angels who those people were and where they came from.
所以天使就回答他，他说：“这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾经用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。”
And the
第十四节
，Yeah.And the angel replied to him that these are the ones who come out of the great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
对，所以这个是我们在第七章看见的一个异象。
So that's the vision we saw in chapter 7.
那么今天我们来到第十四章的时候，那是另外一个异象了，
today,
又不一样了。
Today as we read chapter 14, it's a different vision.
一个月前我跟你们讲的是第十三章十二章那个意象里头是讲到很多 有讲到男孩子，有讲到那个孕妇，有一个大红龙，又还有另外两个兽，兽从海上来，兽从陆上来，不知道您是都还给我了。
So a month ago, last month I was talking about chapter 13 and chapter 12. So we talked a lot about the things. There's the male child, the woman who were giving birth to the child, and the red dragon, and the beast from the sea, the beast from the land. I don't know if you remember any of those still.
希望你们还记得。
I hope you do.
因为这本书我是指启示录，是66卷圣经里头唯一的一卷。说凡念这本书或者听这卷书然后照着去遵行的人是有福的。
Because I hope you remember, because this is the book of Revelation is the only book in the Bible that says those who read and do act according to the book is blessed.
所以如果你要得着神的祝福在这个时代，因为他后面最后一句话说因为日期近了。
In the end, it says, because the days are near. So if you actually do, you want to get blessings.
我们都知道有一个感觉，主回来的日子很近了。
We all know that the day of God's return is very quick.
那主既然要回来，那我们被称为他的教会，他的心腹，就有一个责任，就是应该预备迎接新郎回来。心腹要干嘛呢？
So the church, which is called his bride, certainly we have the responsibility of getting ready and prepare for the coming of the bridegroom.
没有新娘坐那里呆呆的，就等新郎来。你看，我们结婚就结婚吧，无所谓的，不可能的。
So which bride would just wait there and doing nothing and say, "Oh, okay, the bridegroom comes and we'll get married. We'll get married." And that it's not possible for a bride to do nothing in preparation for.
如果你爱你的新郎，这个新娘会把她全部的力量都集中的为着这个荣耀的日子来欢喜快乐准备。
If she loves the bridegroom, the bride will make all his like.Devote all her effort and energy to be prepared for this marriage day.
所以今天我们来看这个第十四章的时候，你就会发现这里面所讲的事情非常特别。
So today, as we read chapter 14, you notice there's something very special about.
一共有七个特点。这十四万四千人，在这短短的五节圣经里头。圣经用七个形容来说出这十四万四千的特点是什么？
And there are seven characteristics, actually. So, in these five short verses, there are seven characteristics describing these 144,000 people.
那我们需要今天早上一样一样把它找出来。
So we will try to find all these seven characteristics.
那么，要明白这段圣经，我们需要。其他的经文来配合。
So in order to understand these verses, we also need to read a few other scriptures.
请你打开希伯来书十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
我们要从第。二十二节开始。
So we'll read from verse 22.
念到二十三。
And 23.
你们乃是来到锡安山，永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使，有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神。和被成全之人的灵魂。
But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to myriads of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect.
这两节圣经，说什么？说到。有基督徒来到一个特别的地方，这个地方叫做锡安山。
So these two verses talk about Christians coming to a special place called the Mount Zion.
可是这个锡安山在哪里？
Where is the Mount Zion?
在地球上有没有锡安山？
Is there a Mount Zion on the earth?
在哪里？
Where is it?
在耶路撒冷。
It's in Jerusalem.
那个耶路撒冷上面有两个山峰。
There are two mountain peaks in Jerusalem.
一个是锡安山，一个是摩利亚，就是摩利亚山，两个山峰。
One is the Mount Zion, the other is the Mount
Moriah. 的山峰上面建的是原来大卫的圣殿。
Mount Moriah has the temple of is the temple site of the temple which David built previously.
然后呢，另外一个山峰就是锡安山，那里是建的大卫的皇宫。
And the other mountain, the Mount Zion, is actually the site of the temple for David's own temple.
所以一面是代表着神在他们中间的那个家，神的家。
One side represents God's house.
另外一边呢，是代表着锡安大卫的掌权，他的王权。
The other side represents the reign, the power of the kingdom by David.
所以每次提到在圣经里面提到锡安锡安这个词的时候，他所强调的是大卫的王权。
So every time when in the Bible it talks about the Mount Zion, it actually emphasizes on the power of the kingdom, the reign,
authority.
Yeah, the authority.
对对对。
Yeah, the reign
所以这里面讲到是强调大卫的这个王权。
So it's the authority that it's emphasizing.
而圣经在预言上就说到，有将来有一位要坐在大卫的宝座上。
And the prophecy in the Bible talks about there's going to be one who will be sitting on the throne of David.
因为当年神对大卫说话的时候说，你的儿子要坐在你的宝座上，直到永远。
Because in the Old Testament, God talked about your son will sit on the throne forever.
那你看到了新约。
And now in the New Testament,
第一卷书马太福音。
The first book of Matthew.
第一章第一节来介绍这位耶稣是谁。
Chapter 1 and verse 1 started to introduce who Jesus Christ.
你看到整个第一章是一个家谱。
You see, the first chapter is really the genealogy.
那在这个家谱里面就引述耶稣是谁的子孙儿子。
So the genealogy of Jesus talks about whose son he is.
他讲到两个儿子。
So there are two sons that talked about.
大卫的儿子。
The son of David.
亚伯拉罕的儿子。
And the son of Abraham.
这是新约的开头。
That's at the very beginning of the New Testament.
我不知道你虽然马太福音读了 N 次。
I'm sure you've read the book of Matthew many, many times.
这是他的开宗明义的第一句话。
I don't know if you fully understand the sentence. That's the beginning sentence.
这为什么新约的第一句话要这样子讲呢？
So why would the first sentence of the New Testament speak like that?
你如果没有明白旧约里面神对他们的祖宗亚伯拉罕讲过什么，或者对他们的另外一个祖宗，我不能说是祖宗，另外一个君王大卫王说过什么。你就不知道耶稣到底是谁。
If you don't understand what God said to Israelites' ancestor Abraham and also said to another king David, then you wouldn't know who Jesus is.
耶稣是亚伯拉罕的儿子，这里是讲的凭着应许做儿子，不是凭着血气。
When Jesus was referred to be the son of Abraham, it really is talking about his
Son of the promise.
Son of the promise,
对
not
他被称为应许之子。
Because he is the son of promise.
讲到他是大卫的话，大卫的儿子，那么他就是强调他是要坐大卫宝座的这一位。
When he is referred to be the son of David, it's talking about he's going to reign on the throne of David.
讲到这里，大概已经一半的人睡着了。
I guess to this point, half of us doze off.
这里不是很兴奋的事情。
It's not something real exciting.
但是我要让大家来看这一章，我们今天要看的十四章。
But I want you to really pay attention to chapter 14 today.
在这里，他第一节就说到他们来到哪里。
So, the first verse does it say where did they come from?
第一节说，我又观看，见羔羊站在 西安山。
And the first verse says, Then I looked, and behold, the Lamb was standing on Mount Zion.
同他有十四万四千人。
And with him, 144,000.
所以你是读圣经的人，你就应该懂，当圣经这样子讲的时候，就讲到这个羔羊来到西安山，他要来干嘛？做君王，掌权了。
So if you are a person who reads the Bible, then you should understand, here the Lamb comes to Mount Zion. What does it mean? It means he's coming to reign.
这是他的应，就是当年从旧约一直到新约，神应许的这件事情，终于到这个时候怎么样？应验了，开始应验了。
That's the prophecy and promise that God has spoken about since the Old Testament and all the way to the New Testament. Now it's fully realized.
基督怎么掌权的呢？
How would Jesus reign?
当然他道成肉身来到地上做人33年半。
Of course he came as a flesh, came down as a person and lived on the earth for 33 and a half years.
他这33年半来地上做人的时候，他完成了十字架的救赎。
When he was a human being on the earth, he accomplished the salvation on the cross.
有一个问题被解决，而且是永远解决了。
He has dealt with one thing once and for all.
那件事是什么
？What's that?
人的罪。
Sin of the nation.
他来做了人类的救赎主。
He has become the savior of this human.
啊。救赎主还不强，不是强，不是仅仅救赎，Savior， 而且是 Redeemer， 对，他还救，不但救了我们，还买了我们。
So he's not only saved us, but also redeemed us.
这些概念在中文里头没有的，这都是希伯来人的概念。他一面是救我们，而且买我们。
So the concept of dual function, so the saving.As well as the redeem, this doesn't actually translate correctly into Chinese. So you have both the functions.
所以耶稣来到地上第一次来的时候，他完成了这个部分。
So when Jesus came the first time onto the earth, he accomplished that part.
那猜猜看，耶稣要第二次来。
So guess when he comes the second time.
他要完成什么
？What kind of goal, purpose that he want to accomplish.
耶稣第二次来，他再也不要上十字架了，已经上过了。
Well, the second time he comes, he doesn't need to go to the cross anymore.
那他什么东西是他第二次来要得到
？What would be the thing that he would need to get the first?
就是他的国，他的政权。
His authority.
他要把他的国带到哪里来？地上。
Because he wants to bring his kingdom onto the earth.
所以我们在前面读那个，第七号的时候，曾经有一个伟大的宣告。
So that's why when we previously read the seventh horn, there was a great proclamation.
对，在第十一章的第十五节，这是伟大的宣告。
That's recorded in verse 11:5.
十一章十五节这样说的。
11:15.
第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说：“一起念，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要做王。”
Yeah. So chapter Revelation 11:15 says, "Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, 'The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ, and He will reign forever and ever.'"
所以你就可以看得出来，耶稣第二次来在第七号的时候，这件事情搞定。
So this is accomplished during the time of the Jesus' second coming, and during as the second angel sounded.
那现在所谓民主制度，你看现在美国总统现在正在如火如荼进行什么事？选总统啊。
So on earth, as we see the presidential election is going.In the democratic country,
共和党十七个竞选人现在拼，最后剩三个。
So the 17 candidates,
剩三个。
The Republican Party
还在如火如荼的杀得死去活来。
And they're still fighting fiercely against each other.
民主党从三个现在变成两个，对吧
？The Democratic Party got two, started with three candidates and now got two.
现在所谓民主时代，所以不用白刀子进，红刀子出。 是文明的来竞选，大家靠选票。
So in this civilized age, of course, you don't need to really fight with swords anymore, but you're competing with ballots.
古时候呢？
In the old days, in ancient times,
那就是带着部队，枪杆子出政权，谁的这个军队大，把人家干掉，你就是做王。
Well, they used to fight with the hosts, right? So the armies will fight each other. Whoever has the more power, will the leader will become king.
那么请问耶稣怎么做？
So how does Jesus reign?
是靠投票呢？
Is it by voting?
还是靠部队呢？
Is it by armies?
应该都不是，对吧？
Neither.
因为他是从有两个特点，一个是属天的，一个是属灵的。
Because he has two characteristics. One is he's of the heaven, the other is he is of the spirit.
那但是问题在这里，我们做基督徒的跟这个有没有关系啊？
But the question is, we Christians, how do we have any relevance to
us? 我们在这里好像我们都住在美国，你选你的总统，好像我们这些国外移民来的，我们对选总统不像有一些人那么热烈，对不对？
So in the United States, in terms of the presidential election, immigrants like us, we don't seem to be very enthusiastic.
我们中间有人捐款吗？
Do any of us actually give money to vote?
一个都没有。
Election?
我们中间有人去投票吗？
Does any of us go voting?
有也是没有几个。
Some of us.
也就是说，美国的政治跟你跟我怎么样？没关系，根本无所谓。你谁当总统跟我无关。虽然你都住在这里。
A lot of times we don't really pay much attention to the politics in the United States, even though we live here, and we don't really care that much about who will become the president.
是吗？
Is that true?
那我希望在基督的国这件事情上，你不是那么冷漠啊。
But I hope you're not so carefree about the issue of Jesus' kingdom.
因为耶稣做王这件事情，什么人是他的对头反对？
Because in terms of the matter of Jesus' reigns, who is the enemy?
第一个带头的是魔鬼，对吧？
First,
所以我们大家这个点大家都能够同意。
Leader, of course, is, the,
那谁是魔鬼下面的喽啰？
So who is the devil's below thing?
啊，地上的君王。对，也对，地上的君王。但是
then you have the kings on the earth.
但是这个还是属于大范围的啊。
So that's still the broad scope.
这个黑暗的权势怎么样来反对耶稣掌权作王？
How does this force from the darkness against Jesus becoming the king?
你一定要想清楚哈。
You have to be very clear about it.
黑暗的权势以魔鬼带头的，他怎么样来达到他抵挡耶稣，使他的国不能够出现在地上
？So how does this force of the darkness, led by Satan, and is trying to be against Jesus, and so that to prevent Jesus becoming the king of on the earth？
你马上想到，哦，那你看前一阵那个 ISIS 把那些基督徒抓起来，把脑袋怎么样？砍掉就是那些人。
You probably would think about the events of beheading by the ISIS folks.
是吗？
Are these part of it?
是从表象来看，是那些人是很恨恶信耶稣的人，把这些人脑袋搬家。
Yes, these things do appear to be the specifics because they hate Christians and so they beheaded all those Christians.
但是如果你看圣经讲跟我们所看见的不太一样。
But if you read the Bible, it's actually somewhat different from what we saw.
第罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 8.
谁做耶稣的仇敌啊？
Romans, chapter 8. Who are the enemies of Jesus?
嗯哼。第八章第七节。罗马书。
Romans 8:7.
他说原来找到没有一起念 再读一节。好了。
Romans 8:7-8. Because the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
好了，这两节圣经讲到神的仇敌。
So these two verses talk about the enemy of God.
有没有？可是有没有讲回教徒？没有。
Does it？
谁是神的仇敌啊？他这里说，那体贴肉体的。
Who's the enemy of God? The mind set on the flesh.
所以他的仇敌是，你看英文的翻译是指着一种 mindset， mindset 就是你的思想意识，你的意识形态。
So it is the mindset that we have.
你如果是以自我为中心。
If you are self-focused,
你说所有的追求所有的努力都是为了自己、
okay.
这个意识形态神说是谁的仇敌
If you, all your desire and effort is about yourself that kind of mindset what does God say is the enemy to
这就是神的仇敌体贴肉体你以自我为中心的这个意识形态你从小被教导的你在学校所学的最后你出来社会上做事的这一套的东西在神的眼中这都是以自我为中心它的本质是撒旦的魔鬼的
So that mindset of self-centeredness you know what you have learned either, ever from childhood from schools and society and then this is what Bible God says it is actually the enemy of God
他说这是有什么问题呢
What's the problem?
他的问题他说他说这样的意识形态是不服神的律法而且是不能服
because that kind of mindset does not subject itself to the law of God for it is not even able to do so
有经验吗
do you have that kind of experience
啊，你只要想过做一个好基督徒你一定有这个经验
so if you have wanted to be a good Christian you must have had this kind of experience
你做教徒每个礼拜天或者每一年来两次你绝对不会有这个感觉你觉得上教堂很好
if you just want to be if you're just a ritual Christian and coming to church every Sunday and then you wouldn't have that kind of
宗教是为你服务的
then the religion is simply serving you
所以你来这种教堂就觉得很舒服
so you come to church and you feel comfortable
但是你真的看见神今天要把神的儿子要把他信他的这些信他的神的儿女怎么样带到与他的儿子可以匹配把他的国带进来那个这个工程那个征战可大了
but if you're truly trying to see how God and his son is trying to bring all his children into his kingdom and that then you would notice the battle is great
他整个的战场在哪里不在外面
where is the battlefield
整个的战场在哪里意识形态
it is in your mindset
你怎么想
it's how you think
这才是难的地方
that's the difficult part
因为你我的眼睛都是看外面看别人看那个你最不顺眼的最讨厌那个家伙
because our eyes are always towards others that we don't like and the people we hate
对吧所以你花了很多的力气都是在外面跟外面斗争
so often we fight against the others
但是事实上神的儿女最大的敌人是你自己
but really the biggest enemy of God's children
你把
is yourself
你把这个点抓住了
So if you get a hold of that,
你现在来看这十四章这七个点，讲到这里有144,000人，他们被称为羔羊的同伴、得胜者，而且是佼佼者。为什么
？Then you come to chapter 14 of Revelation, which talks about this 144,000 people who are referred to as the overcomers, and they actually are good and God praised them. Why is that?
他们是站在锡安与羔羊一同站立。
Because they were standing with the Lamb on Mount Zion.
好，我们来看他这七个特点是什么？哈。
What are the seven characteristics?
第一个特点。
The first.
都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。
Ha, having his name and the name of his father written on their foreheads.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
那是不是说在这里有两个名，一个是耶和华，一个是耶稣？
Does that mean there are two names? One is Jehovah, one is Jesus.
你如果照字面解释这个意思，就是他的头额上有两个名，一个是父的名，一个是耶稣的名。
And literally, if you want to interpret that way, yeah, there are two names.
但是在这段圣经我觉得是指着那个灵来说的。
But I think this scripture verse is really referring to the Spirit.
你看主耶稣带这些门徒在地上的时候。
So if you remember Jesus when he was leading his apostles on the earth,
耶稣跟他们讲道。
He preached to them.
曾经跟门徒说，你若在人前认我，我在父的面前也认你。
He said to them, if you acknowledge me in front of people, I will acknowledge you in front of the Father.
如果你否认我的名，
if you deny my name,
那我将来在父的面前就否认你的名。
Then I will deny your name in front of Father.
有没有教过这个教导？
Do you remember that teaching?
那这个教导是什么意思？
What does that mean?
很简单。
Very simple.
我们做基督徒有一段相当的日子了，对吧？
We've been Christians for a while.
在你回想一下，在我们做基督徒的日子，有没有一段时间你不太想告诉别人你是信耶稣的？
Do you recall there was a period of time when you really don't want to tell other people that you're Christian?
你是尼哥底母。
You're like Nicodemus.
什么意思？尼哥底母。
What does that mean?
啊，他是隐藏的基督徒。
He's like a hidden Christian.
他因着某些原因，他不愿意在人的面前公开的承认我是基督徒，我愿意为耶稣做见证。他有些是考虑的。
For some reason, they don't want to be announcing to the whole world, doesn't want to acknowledge that I'm a follower of Jesus in front of other people.
对吧？所以你想想我们自己成长这个过程中，我们有的时候是很愿意告诉别人是基督徒，但是有一些时候我们很不愿意告诉人家我是基督徒。
So if you look back on your own Christian life, you will remember those days when sometimes we are so eager to tell others that we're Christian.
那你回想为什么有这个差距？
Sometimes we don't. Why do we have that kind of?
这个差距就在乎你对耶稣的认识是什么。
That difference lies on how you understand Jesus.
你觉得耶稣如果在这一群人当中，那是被人家笑话的。
Because you will realize that among this group of people, Jesus would be mocked.
对不对？那你就不想要让你这一批朋友知道你是基督徒，因为你想要融入这个团体。你如果说我是基督徒，这下你前途断送。
Then you don't want this group of people, if they mock Jesus, you don't want this group of people to know that you're Christian because you want to blend in, you want to be friends with them, you don't want to lose your future.
对吧？你就不谈你是基督徒。
So you wouldn't talk about the fact that you're Christian.
对，那如果另外一批人都大家有相同的信仰，你告诉他我是基督徒，哇，大家都觉得哇你好棒。
But if there's another group of people who are all of the common faith of Christianity, and then you tell them you're Christian,
这是我们在这个做耶稣门徒的路程当中碰到的实际的情形，所以耶稣才会对他的门徒这么说的。
That's the kind of reality that we face during our Christian walk. So that's why Jesus told his disciples about that.
他说你不管得时或者不得时，你都要承认。父的名，子的名。
Jesus said, whenever, whether appropriate or not appropriate, you need to acknowledge the name of the Father and the name of the Son.
你看这些恐怖分子。
So look at those terrorists.
他们为什么头上都绑着一块黑布，上面写了字？
Why
你知道他写的是什么吗
？Tie up a turban around their forehead and then have words on it. Do you know what's written on there?
有没有研究过那些恐怖分子头上绑的那些写的是什么东西？
Has anybody studied what are the words written on the turban?
做你们的 homework 去网上查一查吧。
This, I'll give this to you as your homework assignment. You can find it out on the website.
那些人，你说他都是恐怖分子，残忍，没有人性，但是他们身上有一些东西是很厉害的，全世界都怕他的。
You will say those people are like cruel and have no hearts, but they do have something in them that's very fearsome.
这些人写的东西都是跟他们信仰有关的。
Because whatever is written on their turbans are actually relevant to their faith.
这些人以他的信仰为荣为骄傲，他说我们要为这个理想打拼。
They're proud of their own faith and their idealism, and so they wanted to fight for their faith.
那现在话说回来，异教之徒，异教徒是这个样子，那基督徒又是什么样子的呢？
So those pagan believers would be like that. How are we Christians like?
如果我们相信我们所认识的是真神，神给我们的是一个真的生命，是一个解救我们人类真正的福音，而我们怎么会畏首畏尾，以为耶稣做见证为耻辱呢？
If we believe that the God we believe is the true God,If we know that we are living a life for this true God, how can we be so afraid of one, this and that when we are serving our God?
我们应该比任何的人更怎么样？更勇敢，更愿意来把你所信仰的这位父神，这位耶稣，来向这个世界做见证。
We should be more fearless in proclaiming the name of the Father and the Son to this whole world.
没有任何的事情可以拦阻他们来为耶稣做见证。
Nothing can stop us from bearing testimony for Jesus.
这是这四十万四千人的第一个特点。
That's the first characteristic.
第二个特点。
144,000.
第二个特点说什么呢？
What's the second characteristic?
他们有一首歌。
They have a song.
啊，这个。他们在 唱一条歌
said,
第三节
Verse 3 They sang a new song
他们在宝座前并在四活物和众长老前唱歌他说仿佛是一个新歌而这个新歌有什么特点他说除了从地上买来了这个是十四万四千人以外而没有人能学这个歌的
And they sang a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders And no one could learn the song except the 144,000 who had been purchased from the earth.
我想我们每一个人在地上都唱过歌吧。
I think we have all sung songs on this earth.
那我们是基督徒，我们是特别喜欢怎么样唱诗。
As Christians, we especially like to sing hymns.
那我们也很喜欢学新诗，对吧
？And we like to learn new hymn songs.
好，有没有哪一辈子你经历过一首歌是学不来的？
So have you ever had a song that you can never learn to sing?
那当然有人是学不来因为五音不全。
We know some people just have no music talents and they can't sing any song anyway.
他每次看每一次唱都是新歌。
Whenever they learn, sing a song, it's always a new song.
因为五音不全。
Because they can't distinguish the notes.
那是特殊。
That's special.
对吧一般哆瑞咪发嗦拉西哆还是能够有一个调，对不对
？Most people can generally sing songs.
所以地上的歌基本上我们都可以学的。
So songs in this earth we could all learn to sing.
哎，但是偏偏这里说有一个歌叫新歌，只有这十四万四千人会唱，其他人学不来。
But here it says there's a new song, and no one could learn the song except the 144,000.
绝不绝
Isn't that special?
啊，这就很特别了
That's so special.
所以，那你就要问
So you'd ask,
这里这个歌为什么只有他们学得到学会，而我们就学不会了？
Why can this song only be learned by them and not by us?
我想，你就要思想，什么是诗歌。
So you got to think about what are songs.
在圣经的中间有一个部分叫做诗篇。
So in the middle of your Bible, there is a part of the scriptures called Psalms.
一共一百五十篇。
They're all altogether 150
我相信我们或多或少都读过，对吧
？We must have read some at least.
是最起码你 听的比较多的就是诗篇二十三篇。
You must have heard at least Psalm 23.
对吧？诗篇二十三篇说：“耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。”
The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want.
在你读这个诗篇的经历中
，As you in your experience of reading the Psalms,
你有没有过读完诗篇不知所云
？Have you ever read a Psalm and understand nothing?
一点感动都没有。
No touch in your heart at all.
又有没有什么时候，你读了某一篇诗篇，哇，感动的，一把眼泪一把鼻涕的
？Is there also a time when you read a psalm and then you just started to feel so moved in your heart and you started crying and can't stop crying and weeping?
有没有啊
？Has it ever happened to you?
我相信有的。你如果真正好好读圣经的人，你总有读诗篇的时候，像我刚刚所描述的经验。好，那就问你自己，为什么有的诗篇你读的无动于衷，根本对牛弹琴？可是有些诗篇却感动到你流泪不止。
But other psalms would move you so much that you can't stop crying.
为什么？
Why is that?
而且这一种经验可能发生在同一篇诗篇。
And in addition, that kind of experience could happen on the same psalm.
五年前、十年前、甚至二十年前你读过，但是你从来没有感动过。
You may have read a specific psalm 5 years ago, 10 years ago, or 20 years ago, and you were never touched.
但是时间过了一段时间之后，有一天你再来读这个诗篇，哦，忽然间这里面有一句话开始让你整个的人震动。
But as time passed by, and you read this new psalm again, and then all of a sudden there's one phrase that just grabs you, and then you feel totally moved.
为什么？
Why is that?
经验，没有感动的时候很简单，因为你没有做诗人的经验。
Because when you have no, you don't feel anything.
所以你觉得他写他的，你读你的，没有任何感觉。但是有的时候你开始有大有感觉的时候，为什么你有感觉？因为你的那一个经验。跟那个作诗的人的经验怎么样？共鸣了。
Sometimes you feel so moved. That's because your experience resonated greatly with the psalmist's experience.
这是一个很重要的事。
That's a very important reality.
进一步，阁下写过，阁下写过诗吗？不是打油诗啊，真的是啊。
Have you ever written a poem?
什么时候你会写诗
？When would you write a poem?
哦，灵感，什么时候有灵感
？When would you have inspiration？
他说喝完酒就有灵感。
Some say after I drink alcohol。
是，有一些人做事是喝了很醉醺醺的时候进入那个状态，他就写了一些东西出来。
Indeed, some people will get into the state of writing poems after drinking alcohol.
但是如果我们好好的来读诗篇里面的这个圣诗。
So if we're reading the Psalms in the Bible,
这些人写的诗都是他们一生中刻骨铭心的经历里面发表出来的。
Those Psalms are expressing the deepest experiences, life experiences of these people.
有的时候走投无路。
Sometimes you're to the end of, of a place where you have nowhere to go.
有的时候被人压榨，欺压到没有人可以救他们。
Sometimes you're pressured by people to the point that no one can save you.
只有在神的面前掉眼泪。
You could only weep before the Lord.
一肚子苦，没有办法对任何人的倾诉，只有来到神面前来哭诉。
Full of pain in your heart and can't express to anybody except God.
所以在那样的压灵魂的压榨里面写出这些动人的诗篇。
So those beautiful psalms were born during those hardships and those great pressure.
所以我们去读这些人的作品的时候，你就会发现，有的时候你会感动你，因为你有他同样的经验；有的时候没有感动你，因为他讲的跟你的经验根本摸不到边。
So as we read these poems, these psalms, and we will realize that sometimes we have the great move by this, we're greatly touched by these psalms because we have the same experience, but other times you don't feel a thing because you have no experience, no common experience.
你抓住这个原则来看这句话。
Based on that principle, if you read
这里有十四万四千人。
There are 144,000
他们是跟随耶稣的人。
They are followers of Jesus.
在他们的人生中有许多许多的经验。
In their life, there are so many experiences.
在这些苦难的经验里头。
In those painful experiences,
产生了诗歌。
The songs were born.
这些诗歌只有他们会唱。
Those songs could only be sung by them.
别人没有他们的经验。就不会学这种诗歌，唱不出来。
Others have no experiences like that, so they can't learn that.
对不对？所以这个时候你就能够懂哦，为什么这里讲到这一群人是有这首新歌的原因。
That, then you understand why these people will have this new song.
好，第三。
So the third characteristic.
到了第四节。
That's on verse four.
这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是童身。
These are the ones who have not been defiled with women, for they have kept themselves chaste.
从字面解。
On the surface.
所以这些人没有结婚，是个一辈子守童身的人，有没有？有。
It literally means they are, have never been married.
那在十二个使徒里头，如果看耶稣的使徒们。
If you look at the apostles of Jesus, among the 12,
不一定 12, 有的时候超过 12, 因为这里你们知道谁是结婚谁是没有结婚在耶稣的门徒里。
Do you know who were married and were not married, disciples of Jesus?
彼得是结婚的。
Peter was married.
对吧？保罗呢？
Paul was,
没有结婚。
Paul was never married.
所以如果照这一个标准来看的话，彼得可不可以进入这十四万四千中的一个？
Then would Peter be among the 144,000?
他结过婚了，靠边站。
He was married, so he doesn't qualify.
对吗？保罗没有结婚，那他还有资格。
Paul was never married, and he's eligible.
所以你解经如果是这样解的话，那你就可以把保罗跟彼得就分开了，因为这两个人一个合格，一个不合格。
If you interpret the Bible this way, then you would separate Paul and Peter because.Based on that, that one is eligible, one is not.
但是你如果读另外一节圣经来跟这个配在一起来看。
But if you read another verse that goes with this one.
一个大家能够记得，耶稣说的有十个童女。
One, you remember there, Jesus talked about the 10 virgins.
这个写在马太福音的第二十五章。
Recorded in Matthew 25.
十个童女都是等候新郎回来。
So all those 10Virgins were waiting for the bridegroom to arrive.
对，但是都睡了。
But they all fell asleep.
然后新郎忽然间来了啊，他们都醒过来。那五个聪明的童女呢？因为灯里面有油，所以他们灯还亮，所以他们就跟新郎一起去婚宴了。
Suddenly, the bridegroom arrived, and those five of those 10 virgins.Had oil in their lamp, so they were able to follow Jesus, follow the bridegroom to the marriage.
然后另外五个愚拙的童女呢，因为他们有灯，但是没有足够的油，所以油烧完了，灯不亮了。
Whereas the remaining five virgins, the foolish virgins, they didn't have enough oil in their lamp. The lamp oil has been burnt out by the time the bridegroom arrived.
所以他们丢掉了什么？参加婚宴的。特权。
So they lost the privilege of participating in the wedding ceremony.
这是耶稣跟他们讲的一个比喻。
And that's the analogy that Jesus gave to them.
所以那里讲到十个童女。
So 10 virgins were mentioned.
是不是指没有结婚的基督徒呢？
Does that mean the unmarried Christian?
显然不是了。
Certainly not.
对不对？显然不是没有结婚的基督徒。那么，然后你如果去读保罗的哥林多前书，哥林多后书十一章。
And if you go read Paul's recordings in 2 Corinthians 11.
对，你如果读哥林多后书十一章的第二节。
2 Corinthians 11:2。
哥林多后书十一章第二节这样说的。
It says,
我为你们起的愤恨，原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们，下面一起读，许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
2 Corinthians 11:2, For I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy, for I betrothed you to one husband, so that to Christ I might present you as a pure virgin.
所以在这里对象是谁？
So who is the
这封信？
Oh, the letter addressed to
哥林多的基督徒，对吧？他说我里头有一个嫉妒，我不能够容忍你们这些基督徒还除了耶稣以外又去搞了偶像，那就变成淫妇了。
As Paul was saying, I am jealous, I cannot tolerate you have other idols other than God.
所以在旧约也好，在新约也好，在神的眼中，那一个淫妇是指着犹太人去拜偶像，也是指着基督徒，新约的基督徒去拜真神之外的代替品。
So, in regardless in Old Testament and in New Testament, oftentimes when we refer to an idolatrous woman, it refers to the people who worship other gods than the true God.
这叫属灵的淫乱。
That's the spiritual adultery.
所以我觉得这十四万四千人在这里的一个特点，这第三个特点。
So I think the third characteristic of these 144,000 people here.
重点不是他们有没有结婚或者没有结婚。
It's not about whether they're married or not.
这里的重点是他们在属灵上，除了基督之外，还有没有其他的主。
But it means.Spiritually, do they have any other God, any other Lord beside Jesus?
在他们的一生的人生中，除了耶稣之外，还有别的可以代替神的地位吗？
In their life, is there anything else replacing the position of status of Jesus in their hearts?
这是保罗在这封信里面对哥林多的基督徒说的。
That's what Paul mentioned to the Christians in Corinth in that second Corinthian book.
我知道你们已经饿昏了。等一下有饭吃。
We have lunch today.
所以忍耐，让我再讲一个。
Just give me time to say one more point.
第四个。
And the fourth point.
是不是第四个
？The fourth characteristic.
羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟从他。
So wherever.
第四节。
Verse 4, wherever the lamb goes, these are the ones who follow him.
因为主耶稣在地上工作的时候，
because when Jesus was working on the earth,
他不但讲道给许多人听，
not only did he preach to many,
他不但医治人的疾病，叫瞎眼看见，耳聋的得听见，等等等等。
Not only did he heal people, let the blind see and the lame walk, etc.
他最重要有一件事。
But also he did the most important thing.
他看到彼得，他看到马太，他看到这些人，他对他们说。
Which is whenever he saw Peter and Matthew and these people, and he said to them.
说什么
？What did he say?
来，跟从我。
Come and follow me.
对吧？所以主这句话是讲了很多次的。
So Jesus said this many times.
他并不是对那些人说你们要信我，仅此而已。
He didn't simply say believe in me and stop there.
是耶稣讲过你们信我的人可以得永生，这是毫无疑问的。
Jesus did say for sure that those who believe in me will gain eternal life.
主耶稣更重的一个句话是说来跟从我。
But the more critical thing is that he said, "Come and follow me."
而且他说，我在哪里，侍奉我的也要在哪里。
Furthermore, he said, wherever I am, those who serve me will be there too.
那么在这两段话的里头要表达什么概念？
So in these two verses, what kind of concept does Jesus want to deliver?
如果 这位是耶稣，这位是听见耶稣讲道的人。
So if this is Jesus, and that is the one who listens to Jesus.
耶稣的心目中他愿意看见的事情是什么？
What does Jesus want to see?
讲道的人跟听道的人怎么样？
The one who preaches and
是不是
the one who listens?
来跟从我的意思，我怎么 我到哪里你也跟到哪里，对吧？
To come together, because come and follow me, which means wherever I go, you go.
并不是说你听完道那再见。
It doesn't mean after you listen to hearing the preachings and you just say bye.
我们天堂见啊，此生
we'll see you in heaven.
天堂见，这不是耶稣的意思。
That's not what Jesus means.
耶稣是很清楚的对每一个人说。
Jesus clearly said to every single one of us.
来跟从我。
Come and follow me.
所以这个是耶稣的呼召，这叫做门徒的呼召。
So this is the calling of Jesus, and that's the calling for disciples.
但是呼召归呼召，真正听见这个呼召愿意跟从耶稣的不是个个都愿意。
However, regardless of this calling, many do not necessarily are not necessarily willing to follow.
耶稣有一次讲到五千个人在下面。
One time when Jesus preached, there were 5,000 people.
对吧，那次耶稣行了五饼二鱼的神迹，给这五千个男人吃饱，另外当然还有女的还有小孩。
Remember that was a time when Jesus performed the miracle of five loaves of bread and two pieces of fish and fed 5,000 men in addition to children and women.
这个神迹行完之后大家都想跟随耶稣，因为有饭吃。
At that time after that miracle everybody wanted to follow Jesus.
如果我们教会每天都有开饭的话，一定门庭若市，这里坐不下了。
If we offer free meals every day in our church, I think there would be a lot more followers.
对，这个开饭是秘诀。
哎呀， serving food is important.
但是，
But,
那一次，耶稣说完这件，做完这件神迹，每一个人都要投他一票，选他做王。
After Jesus performed that miracle, everybody wanted to cast a vote for him to be the king.
你没有看见耶稣说，各位兄弟父老，谢谢你们的支持。啊，小弟要怎么样怎么样？没有的，耶稣没有讲这种客套话。
And Jesus didn't say anything like, "Oh, thank you everybody so much for your support, and I want to do this and that." And
他直接就从他们中间怎么样，走出去了，他不做他们的王。
He actually walked away quietly from among them because he didn't want to be the king.
后来圣经解释。
And the Bible explained later.
这些人还不死心啊，一直跟着他跑。
These people didn't want to give up and they followed him.
耶稣说你们来找我是因为吃饼得饱。
You came to me because you wanted to be fed by bread.
所以如果你跟随耶稣的动机只是为着吃饼得饱，耶稣说我不要做你的王。
So if your purpose of following God is just want to be fed,
那彼得回答什么？
And Jesus said, I don't want to be your king.
那
what did Peter
彼得回答什么？
Peter replied,
你有永生之道，不跟从你，我们还跟谁呢？
You have the eternal life. Who do we follow if we don't follow you?
所以在这个地方，我要让你看到一个很清楚的是，所谓跟随耶稣。
So I want you to see that one very important point regarding following Jesus.
这一群人跟随耶稣不是因为吃饼得饱。
So these people who follow Jesus is not because they can be fed and not go hungry.
吃饼得饱的意思就是为着地上的，为着你自身的利益，你来跟随耶稣，这不是这群人的原因。
Being fed by bread means you are following out of your own personal interest. That's not the reason for these people to follow Jesus.
耶稣，彼得说的非常重要。你有永生之道，不跟从你，还跟从谁？
Peter said something very important. You have the eternal life. Who else do we follow?
也就是说，这里有一群人，他们跟从耶稣不是为了地上的利益，乃是为着永生的神的道。
this means there's this group of people who follow Jesus is not out of the interest of the, their personal earthly interest, but because of this eternal life.
我有吃, 或者没有吃, 我有穿, 或者没有穿, 不影响我跟从耶稣的动机。
Whether I have food or not, whether I have clothing or not, it does not impact my purpose of following Jesus.
即使我为着跟从你而失去性命, 我也愿意。
Even if I lose my life because of following you, I'm willing.
这叫做跟从耶稣。
That means truly following Jesus.
那耶稣说, 这就是侍奉神。
And that is serving God according to Jesus.
我在哪里, 跟从我的人。 也在哪里?
Wherever I go, my followers will go.
所以在这个地方, 第四个特点, 这144,000 被选上的人,
so the fourth characteristic of these 144,000 elect
为他做, 为这群人做的见证是, 他, 羔羊无论到哪里, 他们都跟随。
The testimony was that they, these are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
今天早上我讲了这四个点,
this morning I talked about these four characteristics.
复习一下,
let's review them.
第一,
first,
他们的额上怎么样?
They have
写了父的名与耶稣的名。
They have his name and the name of his father written on their forehead.
我不再解释了啊。
I don't want to explain again.
第二个特点,
the second point,
啊, 就是他们有一首歌,
they have a new song,
啊, 别人学不会,
and no one could learn the song.
啊, 这些人对主有一个特别的生命的经历,
they have that special life experience.
他们的经历是从哪里来的? 是因为跟从基督而来的。
Where does that experience come from? From following God.
那么第三个特点,
and the third characteristic,
啊, 他们是 向着基督绝对的什么忠诚，除他以外没有别的追求。
They're completely faithful to Christ. They have no other pursuit other than God.
属灵的贞洁的童女，对吧？
They're the faithful virgin in the spirit.
这是第三个，第四个就是我刚刚所说的，他们是绝对跟从羔羊的人。
And the fourth point is that they follow the Lamb.
耶稣曾经自我介绍的中间有一句话,
Jesus, when he introduced himself, said one thing.
他说我是道路、真理、生命，有没有？
I am the way, the life, and the truth.
如果有人跟你自我介绍，你说请问贵姓大名？
If somebody self-introduced to you, and if you just ask, oh, please, what's your name?
他告诉你我是道路。
He'll say, I'm the way.
你不昏倒吗？
Wouldn't you think?
对吧？或者我说复兴南路或者中正北路什么东西？这个这种回答是跟你想象的两码子事情。
That's entirely different from what would you imagine. You would imagine.
当耶稣向你说我是道路的时候，他的意思是指什么？
What does Jesus mean when he said I am the way?
那是门徒对耶稣说：“你去哪里，我们不知道。”
Because at that time, the disciples said to Jesus, we don't know where you're going.
所以耶稣才会告诉他，我就是道路。
That's why Jesus told them, I am the way.
这条路去哪里? 有一个目的地。
Where does this way lead to?
就是经过他才可以到父的家。
The destination is the Father's house.
所以耶稣说我是道路的时候, 他就是说我可以把你们带回到父的家。
When Jesus said, I am the way, he means that I can lead you to the house of our Father.
你知道人什么时候迷路的吗?
Do you know when we get lost?
从圣经的观点来看, 圣经的故事来看,
from the Bible point of view,
人什么时候开始迷路?
When did we get lost?
就是神把亚当夏娃从伊甸园怎么样, 赶出去的时候,
that's when God chased Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden.
在那条路上摆设了火焰的箭，还有基路伯把那个路封死了，回不去了。
There was the sword of fire and the cherubs guarding that path, so they cannot go back to the Garden of Eden anymore.
所以人从那一天起一直到今天都是迷路的。
So from that point on till today, we're all lost.
我们不知道我们从哪里来。
We don't know where we come from.
我们也不知道现在在干嘛。
然后也不知道死了以后去哪里。 We don't know where we're going after we die.
对不对？ 最多你说我是见马克思，马克思要不要见你都还有问题。
Many atheists would say I want to see Marx, but you don't know where the Marx went to see you.
所以人迷路了。
So human race has lost.
可是现在耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
But Jesus says, I am the way.
所以这句话里面所告诉我们的。 就是叫所有信耶稣的人怎么样，跟着他走。
So this is to tell all who believe in Jesus.
他是这条路，把我们这些迷路的羊，
who will lead the lost sheep like us.
带回到哪里？到父的家。
Lead us to the house of God again, to the Father's house. Do you want to go?
问题是说，听起来都是很好，都要去。
Of course, it
all
sounds good. We all want to go. The point is, are we willing to follow?
这才是整个问题的所在。我们说是愿意要回家，但是跟不跟那是另外一回事。因为我们好多事情还没干完，怎么可以跟着他跑呢？
We all say we're willing to go to the Father's house, but whether the problem is whether we're willing to follow, because there's still so many things to deal with on this earth.
在我们的生命中有许许多多还未了的事，你觉得这些事我怎么能够放得下呢？那些人要跟随耶稣，不是有一个人来跟他说：“哎，我还有一块地要去看一看。”
There are so many unsettled matters in our lives. And you'll see recorded in the Bible, there's one person when called by Jesus, he said, oh, I still needed to tend to my land.
有的人说我还有五对牛要试一试，我还没干完那个事儿。
Some say, oh, I have to feed my five cattle.
还有一个是孝子跟他说，耶稣啊，我是会跟随你，但是我让我把我的父母亲给埋了，等他们死了埋了，我再来跟随你。
And another one is a good son, and he said to Jesus, yes, I wanted to follow you, but let me take care of my parents and bury, after they die, I bury them, then I'll follow you.
每一个人都有自己的事情。
Everybody has their own business.
这些事都变成你我愿意是愿意走不上去，没办法跟。
All these things become hurdles to us that we are, even though we're willing, we cannot follow.
这里44,000。 就是羔羊无论到哪里跟。
But these 144,000 people, these are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
所以这是他们第四个特点。
That's their fourth characteristic.
下次再给你们讲后面三个。
So we'll continue with the remaining three next time.
我们闭路祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你何等盼望你的国。 实现在这个地上。
How you long for your kingdom to be realized on this earth.
你亲自来到地上完成买赎我们的大功。
You came to this earth by yourself and to accomplish the salvation and redemption of ours.
你盼望从这些被你救赎的人当中建立起你的国来。
You desire to establish the kingdom among these people who you saved and redeemed.
但是好像找来找去。 能够被你所用的人并不太多。
Unfortunately, those who could be truly used by you are not many.
这144,000是你特别拣选的一批人。
These 144,000 are your specially elected ones.
主啊，我们在这里祷告。
Lord, we pray.
我们说我们羡慕能够成为这144,000中间的一员。
We admire to be one of those 144,000.
但是主，我们常常发现我们有许多的难处。
We know we often have so many issues.
但愿主，你今天借着你自己的话再次来激励我们。
May your words encourage us today, Lord.
你能够让这144,000人走上去了。
Please let these 144,000 people go upward.
主，今天我们仍然相信你的能力没有减少。
We know today that your power remains the same.
你可以让我们胜过一切的环境。
You will help us overcome all the circumstances.
最大的难题不在外面，在我们自己里面。
The biggest problem does not lie outside; it lies inside of us.
求你给我们恩典，让我们能够胜过我们的肉体。
Give us the grace, Lord, to allow us overcome our flesh.
你让我们能够天天心意更新而变化。
Let us be transformed on a daily basis.
叫我们能够查验你的旨意。
So that we can really examine your will.
你祝福你的话语。
Bless your own words, Lord.
给我们对你的话有一个科目。
Give us a eager heart for your words.
叫我们听了能够。活得出来。
Help us live out your words when we listen.
求你祝福我们在座的每一位弟兄姊妹。
Bless each brother and sister here.
但愿我们个个都是得胜者。
So that we can all be overcomers.
用耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.